Thanksgiving hostage. When you celebrate your partial victories, it gives you the strength to keep moving forward. If you pass the test of being grateful for the small things, He'll release the big things in your lives. More favor, more healing, and more strength. A prayer for today. Father, praise You for Your faithfulness in our lives. We thank You for the partial victories that You've given us, and we know that You are working even now to bring them to completion. We declare that we will continue to be grateful and see every promise fulfilled in Jesus' name. Miracles out of mistakes. Today's scripture. As for Ishmael, I will make him a great nation. Genesis 17:20. Abraham and Sarah had God's promise of a son, but in their impatience took matters into their own hands. And Abraham had baby Ishmael with Hagar, Sarah's maid. Ishmael was a mistake, bringing extreme dysfunction to their home. Yet God spoke to Abraham that even though it was a mess, He would make Ishmael a great nation. And amazingly, it was descendants of Ishmael who came along at the right moment and kept Joseph, Abraham's great-grandson, from dying in the pit when his brothers betrayed him. The mistake of Abraham became the miracle of Joseph, who helped save the rest of their family. That's how amazing God is. He knows how to bring good, even when we fail. We all have times when we blew it, got involved in things we shouldn't have, and made a mess. We think, too bad for us. This is what we deserve. The accuser constantly whispers, "You're shameful failures. God's never going to help you." Don't believe those lies. God has mercy for every mistake. If the two of you will stay in faith, He won't just bring you through it. He'll take the mess you made, clean it up, and bring you out better. God works all things for your good. He not only can correct a complicated situation, but years later, He can use it to somehow bless your descendants. A prayer for today. Father, we praise You for designing a perfect plan for our lives. Thank You that You take even the worst mistakes and messes and find a way to somehow bring good out of them. We believe that You will turn everything around for our good in Jesus' name. Built on the Rock. Today's scripture. He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good. He sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew 5:45. Just because we have faith doesn't exempt us from difficulties. Jesus told a parable about a person who built his house on a rock. He honored God. Another person built his house on sand. He didn't honor God. The same storm came to both people. The wind blew and the rain fell on both houses. The difference is that when you honor God, after the storm is done, you will still be standing. The enemy may hit you with his best shot, but you'll come through the storm stronger, increased, and better than you were before. Colossians 3 says, God has given us the power to endure whatever comes our way with a good attitude. Maybe at the office, you're not being treated fairly. It doesn't take any faith to go to work negative and complaining. If you want to pass the test, go to work with a positive attitude and do more than you're required. At home, if you want to pass the test, you have to be good to your spouse, even when they're not being good to you. You have to do the right thing when the wrong thing is happening. Every time you do the right thing, a blessing will follow. There will always be a reward. A prayer for today. Father, we praise You for Your grace in our lives. Thank You for giving us the strength to handle anything that comes our way. We choose to take hold of Your power and have a positive attitude to do the right thing when the wrong thing is happening, in Jesus' name. Created to give. Today's scripture. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many. Matthew 20, 26 through 28. Jesus said, "If you want to be great in the kingdom, there's a simple key. Serve other people." He was talking about a lifestyle in which you're always looking for ways to serve. When you live a serve others lifestyle, you help each other and friends, volunteer in your community, and take care of loved ones. It becomes a part of who you are. You develop an attitude of giving to everyone you meet. That's when you'll experience a greater happiness and fulfillment as a couple. You live not to receive, but to give. God has put people in your lives on purpose so you can be a blessing to them. Don't look for them to pay you back. They may not even thank you. But let us assure you that when you serve others, there is applause in heaven. God sees your sacrifices, and He's the one who matters. He sees your acts of kindness, and He sees you volunteer at the hospital. He sees you show up each week to serve in the church nursery. He sees you helping your neighbor. When you serve others, God says you'll be great in the kingdom. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you that Jesus came to serve and give His life for us. Thank you that you created us to serve others, to be truly fulfilled together by living to give and not to receive. What is our assignment today? Help us to see the people you want us to serve. In Jesus' name. Overcoming love. Today's scripture. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. If you argue long enough with each other, you're going to say things you regret later. A 10-minute argument can set your relationship back 10 years. You have to learn to walk away. You're not going to accomplish anything positive in a heated, disrespectful, contentious situation. The scripture says that you overcome evil with good. You don't overcome disrespect with more disrespect, or overcome insult with insult, or overcome shouting with more shouting. You do it by staying respectful. Scripture says, avoiding a fight is a mark of honor. You be the first to walk away. When David was a teenager, his oldest brother, Eliab, spoke to him in the most condescending, disrespectful, and accusatory way in front of others. Rest assured that David felt like telling his brother off. His emotion said, let him have it. He had his speech all lined up, but he kept his mouth closed and walked away. No wonder David took the throne. No wonder God entrusted him to do great things. David had the character to back up the anointing on his life. God can give you a great anointing, and He can have a big future in store. But if you don't develop your character, you won't step into all that He has. Taming the tongue is a major part of reaching your destiny. A prayer for today. Father, we love you and give you all the praise and glory. Thank you for giving us grace to overcome evil with good by the help of the Holy Spirit. We believe that you will help us tame our tongues and walk together in peace and love in Jesus' name. Worry is a thief. Today's scripture. Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Worry is a thief. It will rob you of your joy, your energy, and your sleep at night. You don't make good decisions as a couple when you're worried. You weren't created to be constantly trying to figure out what to do, worried and stressed out. You weren't designed to carry that load. You have to turn your cares over to God. Here's the key. When you rest on purpose, God goes to work. But when you work, God rests. If you try to carry it yourself, God says, okay, you're on your own. But when you come back to a place of peace and say, God, we trust you. We're going to be still and know that you are God. That's when God goes to work. David had all kinds of opposition, enemies coming against him. He could have lived upset and worried, but he understood this principle. The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me to restful waters. David was saying, the way I protect my peace on a regular basis is to go down to the still waters. I empty out all the worry, all the anxiety, all the fear. He let his mind rest. We're talking about in your spirit. It can be chaotic all around you. Traffic, people, problems, drama. But on the inside, you're at rest. There's a calm delight. A prayer for today. Father, we know that although we can't make things happen on our own, you can and will on our behalf. We come to the restful waters and cast our cares upon you. We declare that we are resting in you alone, in Jesus' name. We declare we are special and extraordinary. We are not average. We have been custom made. We are one of a kind. Of all the things God created, what He is the most proud of is us. We are His masterpieces, His most prized possessions. We will keep our heads held high, knowing we are children of the Most High God, made in His very image. Suddenly, today's scripture, the immeasurable, limitless, surpassing riches of His free grace, His unmerited favor in His kindness and goodness of heart towards us in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:7. Some years ago, a man stopped by the church and brought a large donation to the ministry. He said he had received an inheritance from a family member he had never met before. In fact, he didn't even really know that they were related. But this man unexpectedly left him a gift that thrust his whole family to a whole new level. The Apostle Paul said that we would see the unlimited, immeasurable, surpassing greatness of God's favor. That's favor as we've never seen it before. That's how the word explosion is defined. It means sudden, widespread increase. That's what God wants to do for us. Suddenly, you won't expect it. It's out of the ordinary. It's not small. It's so amazing, you know it had to be the hand of God. You may think your situation is permanent. You don't see how you could ever rise any higher and accomplish your dreams as a couple. All the calculations are telling you that you'll never get out of debt. But God is saying, you need to get ready. You haven't seen my explosive blessings. You haven't seen the surpassing greatness of my favor. I will bless you beyond your normal incomes. I have blessings that will catapult you years ahead. I have increase that goes beyond your calculations. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for your unlimited favor and supply of everything we need in this life. We open our hearts to you and ask you to increase our capacity to receive. We choose to take the limits off because we know all things are possible to you in Jesus' name. Divine empowerment. Today's scripture. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how He went around doing good and healing all. Acts 10:38. We don't have to go through life doing everything on our own, trying to accomplish our dreams and overcome challenges, only in our own abilities, strengths, intellects, and hard work. God has placed His anointing on us. The anointing is a divine empowerment. It enables you to do what you could not do on your own, to accomplish dreams even though you don't have the talent, and to overcome obstacles that looked insurmountable. You can own the most expensive car, but if you don't put gasoline in it, you're not going anywhere. In a similar way, you've been made in the image of Almighty God. You are full of incredible potential. The fuel you need to release your greatness is the anointing on your lives. The anointing is only activated where there is faith. When you start declaring, "We are anointed, equipped, empowered, and well able," you're stirring up your anointing. That's when you'll see breakthroughs. Situations will suddenly change in your favor. God has already equipped and empowered you for every situation. When you are speaking words of victory, "We can do all things through Christ. We are strong in the Lord," you're putting fuel in your car. That's when you'll go places that you couldn't go on your own. A prayer for today. Father, we thank you that you have placed your anointing on us to enable us to do what we cannot do on our own. We declare we are anointed, equipped, and more than conquerors in Jesus' name. Always in blossom. Today's scripture. Do you really believe I can do this? They said. Why, yes, Master. He touched their eyes and said, become what you believe. It happened, they saw. Matthew 9:28-29. Jesus said to two blind men, whom he healed, become what you believe. If you believe you're going to get laid off, don't be surprised if you do. You're going to become what you believe. We're asking you to get rid of negative thoughts and believe what God says about you. Believe that you are blessed, strong, healthy, talented, creative, and well able. The writer of Psalm 1 said, if you will meditate on God's word day and night, you will be like a tree planted by water. Your leaf will not wither, but you will bear fruit in every season without fail. Notice that it is in every season of your lives. That means even if the economy goes down, you'll be thriving. When others have fear, you'll have peace. One Bible translation says that when you meditate on God's word, you're a tree, always in blossom. That's God's dream for your lives, that you're always in peace and always excited about your future, even when you face adversities. In those difficult times, because you have your thoughts fixed on Him, deep down you will know that God is fighting your battles. And you're not only going to come out, you're going to come out better off than you were before. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that your plan for every season of our lives is that we always be in blossom, that we're always bearing fresh fruit. Thank you for giving us your word to meditate upon. We declare that we are going to become what we believe in Jesus' name. The power you give it. Today's scripture. Don't seek vengeance. Don't bear a grudge, but love your neighbor as yourself. For I am Jehovah. Leviticus 19:18. In the scripture, Joseph was sold into slavery by his own brothers, then falsely accused and put in prison for 13 years. He could have used excuse after excuse to be bitter and angry, but he had a no-excuse mentality. He kept shaking off the discouragement and overlooking the offenses. And in the end, he came out vindicated, promoted, and in a place of influence and respect. You might have been through some bad breaks as a couple. People may have said things about you and done things to you that hurt and offended you. Don't waste your time looking back, reliving what they did. Those are distractions. The only power those have over you is the power you give them. Let it go, and God will fight your battles. God will be your vindicator. Life is too short for you to waste another day being upset, offended, and self-pity. You might have been through a rough time, but you don't have to have a rough finish. God wants to pay you back for unfair things that have happened. It's not always easy to get over it and move forward, but here's the key. The pain of letting go is less than the pain of holding on and missing your destiny. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you that you are the God who fights our battles and vindicates us. Thank you for your love and grace that are upon us. Right now, we let go of all the hurts and offenses and wounds of the past. We declare that they will have no power over us. In Jesus' name. Hope on in faith. Today's scripture. For Abraham, human reason for hope being gone, hoped in faith that he should become the father of many nations. Romans 4:18. When God gave Abraham a promise that he and his wife Sarah were going to have their very own son, she was around 75 years old. Abraham could have thought, I must have heard God wrong. No one has a baby at Sarah's age. But scripture says that when all human reason for hope was gone, Abraham hoped on in faith, knowing that God is a supernatural God. 15 years later, Sarah gave birth to a son. The promise was fulfilled. There had been many times when they were tempted to think, This can never happen. If they had pulled up their anchor of hope in God, they would have drifted into doubt, discouragement, and never seen the promise come to pass. Sometimes there's no logical reason to have hope. There may be many reasons your situation will never work out. But as a couple, you have to, against all hope, hope on in faith as Abraham did. Get your hopes up. Just because you've had some bad breaks and God's promises haven't happened yet, doesn't mean it's never going to happen. If what you're experiencing isn't going to work for your good, God wouldn't allow it. Shake off the disappointment. What God promised you, He is still going to bring to pass. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that because you are supernatural, we can hope on in faith even when we can find no other reason for hope. We trust that what we're experiencing is going to work for our good. Thank you that what you promised us is going to come to pass in Jesus' name. Transforming your thinking. Today's scripture. Be made new in the attitude of your minds and put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4:23-24. Your life together as a couple will follow your thoughts. If your thoughts have been running in a negative pattern for month after month, year after year, it's as though they've been digging a deep riverbed, and the negativity can flow in only one direction. With every pessimistic thought, the riverbed is a bit deeper and the current stronger. Fortunately, we can dig a new river, one going in a positive direction. When you start to dwell on God's word and see the best in situations, one thought at a time, you are redirecting the flow of that river. It may not look like much at first, but as you continue to reject negative thoughts and redirect the flow, as you choose faith instead of fear, expecting good things and taking control of your thought lives, the negative streams will dwindle and the positive river will flow with faith-filled thoughts of victory. Keep in mind, though that river of negativity wasn't formed overnight, nor will it be redirected without some conscious, strenuous effort on your part. God will help you. Start expecting good things. Stay full of faith, full of joy, full of hope. If you will transform your thinking, God will transform your lives. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that it is possible for us to enter into the flow of positive, faith-filled thoughts of victory. We choose to start seeing the best in situations. We believe that as we dwell on your word, that our minds will be renewed and our lives will be transformed in Jesus' name. Set times. Today's scripture. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Hebrews 6:15. In life, we're always waiting for something. For a dream to come to pass, for a problem to turn around. When it's not happening as fast as we'd like, it's easy to get frustrated. But you have to realize that the moment you prayed, God established a set time to bring the promise to pass for your healing, your promotion, and your breakthrough. It may be tomorrow, next week, or 5 years from now. When you understand that the time has already been scheduled by the Creator of the universe, it takes all the pressure off. You'll relax and enjoy your lives, knowing that the promise has already been set. Maybe you've been praying together about a situation for a long time and didn't see anything happening. But if God allowed you to see into the future, and you saw that on February 12th at 2:33 in the afternoon your prayer would be answered, you wouldn't be discouraged. You would be excited because you know the big day is coming. Here's where it takes faith. God promises that there are set times in our future, but He doesn't tell us when they will be. Are you willing to wait with a good attitude, knowing that they're on the way? God has a set time. Don't let negative thoughts talk you out of it. A prayer for today. Father, we come to you today with open and humble hearts. Thank you that you establish set times to bring your promises to pass in our lives. We believe that we will receive them in Jesus' name. Take the limits off. Today's scripture. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it all on your pleasures. James 4:2-3. The scripture says, you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss. The word amiss in the original language means sick, weak, miserable. When we ask to just get by, to endure, to barely make it, that's a weak prayer. That's asking amiss. God is saying, I created the whole universe. Don't come to me with a weak prayer, asking me to help you live in mediocrity. Ask big, knowing that I am the God of more than enough. He's saying, ask me to show out in your lives. Ask me to heal you from that disease. Ask me to accelerate your goals. When you ask big, God calls that a healthy prayer. Ask to be the difference maker in your family. Ask to set a new standard. When you say, God, we need more space for our family, and we don't have the funds for a bigger house, but we want to thank you that the opportunity is headed our way, that blessings are chasing us down, that's your faith being released. That allows God to do great things. Take the limits off God. Ask big. This is the time for God to show out in your lives, to accelerate His goodness, to propel you into your destiny together. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you want to do great things in our lives so that you will be glorified. Help us to pray healthy prayers together, prayers that release your favor and open new doors of opportunities. We declare that we are taking the limits off of you in Jesus' name. We declare that God is bringing about new seasons of growth. We will not get stagnant and hold on to the old. We will be open to change, knowing that God has something better in front of us. New doors of opportunity, new relationships, and new levels of favor are in our future. Let go of yesterday's baggage. Today's scripture. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sins are put out of sight. Romans 4:7. We all make mistakes, and some are very painful. Maybe you need to bury mistakes you made. You've lived feeling guilty, condemned, and down on yourself long enough. Have a funeral and put it behind you. No more talking about it. No more letting the accuser make you feel unworthy, saying, you don't deserve to be blessed. You're a failure. When the defeat, the mistake, the hurt comes back on the movie screen of your mind, change the channel. Have the attitude, I'm not living in regret and rehearsing failures. I'm moving forward. Pay attention to what you're dwelling on all day. Listen to what you're saying. You only have so much emotional energy each day. When you spend that time and energy on negative things, rehearsing your failures, discouragements, and being down on yourself, that's the energy you should be using to move forward. Don't relive that loss in your mind another time. Don't tell another person about the mistake you made. You had a funeral and buried it. The difference between couples who are positive, happy, and expecting good things, and those who are negative, discouraged, and bitter, is simply that the second group holds on to the baggage, while the first group has learned the principle to drop it, to let it go. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you've given us the power to stop the negative things from our past that replay in our minds. We refuse to continue to live in regret and to be down on ourselves. We declare that we are dropping the baggage and moving forward in Jesus' name. Be glad-hearted. Today's scripture. Be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continually, always. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. We found that most of the time, we have what we need to be happy. We just don't always have the right perspective. For instance, you may not be happy with the job you have right now, but if you lost that job and went months without any income, you probably would be happy to win it back. You see, you had what you needed to be happy. You just didn't realize it. There was a couple who complained for years that their house was too small and too far out in the country. But when the economy went down, they came very close to losing that house. Just before the bank foreclosed on it, they were able to refinance it. Today, they think that house is the greatest thing in the world. What happened? They changed their perspective. Wives complain about their husbands. Husbands complain about their wives. He or she is too much of this or not enough of that. But if their spouse was suddenly gone and they were lonely month after month, they may be very happy just to get their spouse back. Keep your lives in the right perspective. The two of you have something right now to be happy about. Your health, your jobs, your families, or an opportunity. Appreciate the gift of today. A prayer for today. Father, we come to you with hearts full of praise because you are worthy, Almighty God. Thank you for the gift of today and all that you have given us to enjoy. Help us to keep the right perspective on our lives and maintain an attitude of glad-heartedness. In Jesus' name. Agree to disagree. Today's scripture. If you are angry, don't sin by nursing your grudge. Don't let the sun go down with you still angry. Get over it quickly. Ephesians 4:26. At one time or another, after one of us have hurt or offended the other, we've all faced the temptation to disconnect by giving the offender the silent treatment. We have learned that silence is not the best way to handle a disagreement. Trying to pull back is one of the most common relationship mistakes that a couple can make. The scripture says it's not good to go to sleep mad and frustrated because you'll wake up with the same anger and frustration. We may not have the resolution to a disagreement by the time the evening comes, but we have decided that sometimes we just have to agree to disagree. One of the most freeing experiences is to recognize that you are two different people who see things differently, and you can still love each other and stay connected. Just because you have a disagreement doesn't mean there are not plenty of other areas on which you agree. It just means you have a difference of opinion. Having the same heart and the same goal is what maintains a good connection. There will be times when we do not agree on every decision or subject, but we should always believe in each other, support each other, and move forward through life together, connected. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you brought us together to love, honor, and cherish. Help us to see that we can agree to disagree about different matters and still love each other. We refuse to give each other the silent treatment and declare we will stay connected in Jesus' name. The God of Jacob. Today's scripture. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Exodus 3:6. It's easy to understand that God is the God of Abraham, the father of our faith. We can understand how he is the God of Isaac, who is extremely obedient, even willing to be sacrificed. But when it says he's the God of Jacob, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Jacob went around deceiving people. He stole his brother's birthright. Jacob was known for making poor choices. What was God saying? I'm not just the God of perfect people who never make a mistake. I'm the God of people who have failed and blown it. It's interesting that later in Jacob's life, when he got his life straightened out, God changed his name from Jacob to Israel. That was to signify his new beginning. God could have been known as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That was Jacob's new redeemed name. But God on purpose left it as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to forever settle that I'm the God of imperfect people. You may have made some mistakes. Be encouraged. He is still your God. You may have lost your tempers and said things to each other that you regret. But don't beat yourself up. He's the God of Jacob. He is your God too. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you for being the God of imperfect people. Thank you that you cleanse us and restore us when we fail. We believe we are forgiven, that your mercy and forgiveness covers our mistakes, and that we will become all that you've created us to be. In Jesus' name. Your legacy. Today's scripture. I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which was lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. 2 Timothy 1:5. When you hear the word legacy, you probably think of what you will leave behind or how you will be remembered as a couple when you are gone. But there is something even more significant. The scripture talks about how we can store up mercy for our children and future generations by living a life of excellence and integrity. You are where you are because somebody prayed, somebody served, and now God is honoring them by releasing His goodness in your lives. None of us got to where we are on our own. The Apostle Paul was saying, Timothy, what I see in you started because you had a praying grandmother who stored up mercy that was passed down to your mother, and now I can see it in you. Your challenge is to live in such a way as to cause others to win. With every right decision you make, every temptation you resist, you are winning for your children. Every time you help someone in need, every time you serve and give, you are storing up mercy. It may be for your children, for your grandchildren, or even 100 years from now, for somebody in your family line who will experience God's goodness because of the lives you've lived. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you that we can leave a legacy of faith and mercy for our children and future generations. Thank you that with every decision we make, every temptation we resist, and every time we serve, we are storing up mercy. Help us fulfill our destiny in Jesus' name. Everything you need. Today's scripture. But to do this, you will need the strong belt of truth and the breastplate of God's approval. Ephesians 6:14. Sometimes the reason people don't give you what you need in a relationship is because they didn't see it modeled growing up. If they didn't see family members giving love and encouragement and expressing their feelings, they don't have it to give. If you're trying to get it from them, you're going to be frustrated. Why don't you let them off the hook and go to God for what they can't give you? Here's the key. God has everything you need. When you learn the principle to not rely on people, but to rely on Him for your approval, value, encouragement, you won't live stressed out because somebody is not giving you what you expect. You are responsible for your own well-being. You can't rely on your spouse, your parents, or your friends to give you that. They may be good people, but they cannot give you everything you need. Only God can. If you only look to them, when they fall short, you're going to be resentful and bitter. The truth is, it's not their fault. Maybe they could do better in some areas, but when you rely on God, you're not dependent on them. God didn't base His plan for your life upon other people. The right attitude is, nobody owes me anything. God alone has everything I need. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you for approving and loving us. Thank you that you made us to be just as we are. Thank you that we don't have to live for the approval of others. We declare that we find everything we need in you alone, in Jesus' name. Pure in heart. Today's scripture. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Matthew 5:8. When Jesus said, pure in heart, the word pure in the original language is where we get our word catharsis from, which means cleansing, releasing, purifying. After a surgery, the doctor may put in what is called a catheter, which is from the same root word. It's a tube that drains out the impurities in the body, the infection, the toxins, the waste. The doctor knows that these contaminants will come naturally. He's not alarmed unless they're not released when the body holds on to what should be flushed out. When God says, "Blessed are the pure in heart," he's saying that you're going to be blessed when you get into the habit of emptying out all the things that would infect you in your relationship. Bitterness, guilt, worry, doubt, self-pity are impurities that will come, but you have to flush them out. They can't hurt you if they just pass through. It's when you hold on to them that it's going to contaminate your spirit and cause problems in your relationship. You weren't created to carry around worry about your children, guilt about past mistakes, bitterness about disappointment. Those will poison you. The good news is that when you let go of the guilt, the blame, the regret, the jealousy, it's just a matter of time before God will fill your lives and relationships with good things. A prayer for today. Father, we love you for the continual faithfulness in our lives. Thank you that we can release any worries, doubts, any guilt and bitterness, and flush them out of our relationships. Help us to forgive whatever needs to be forgiven and let go of the past in Jesus' name. Defining Moments. Today's Scripture. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation He will also provide the way of escape. 1 Corinthians 10:13. One evening, David walked around on the roof of the palace and saw a beautiful young lady taking a bath. Whenever we face temptation, God will always have a moment of grace, a time where you have the strength and the ability to resist and walk away. But that moment of grace doesn't last hour after hour. Right at the start, you have to be disciplined and do the right thing. David let his guard down, and one compromise led to another. We all make hundreds of routine decisions each day, but there are certain defining moments that not only affect us, but they affect our children and future generations. When you're in a situation when you're tempted to compromise, to get upset, to be bitter, you have to dig down deep, be disciplined, and not go by what you feel. When you're in the heat of the moment and every voice tells you, just do it, just say it, it doesn't matter, it's not going to hurt anything, don't believe those lies. Every temptation starts with a thought. When those tempting thoughts come, get them out of your mind. That's the battlefield. If you let it stay, it's going to draw you in and lead you to compromise. It's going to affect your destiny. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you promise a way of escape to any temptation we face. Help us to guard our minds and hearts and be strong to resist temptation and compromise. We choose to take captive every thought that is contrary to your word in Jesus' name. We declare that we will use our words to bless people. We will speak victory and favor over each other and our family, our friends, and loved ones. We will help call out their seeds of greatness by telling them, "We're proud of you. We love you. You are amazing. You are talented. You are beautiful. You will do great things in life." A destiny frame. Today's scripture. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Hebrews 11:3. When the scripture says the worlds were framed by the word of God, it's not just talking about the physical worlds. The word in the original language is eons, meaning ages or times. It says that God has framed around your times. He has put a boundary around your lives. Nothing can penetrate your frame that God doesn't allow. Trouble, sickness, accidents, they can't just randomly happen. The frame is set. You don't have to worry about your future. There's a frame around your health and finances set by the creator of the universe. Not only can nothing get in without God's permission, but even better news, you can't get out. It's a destiny frame. God won't let you go so far off course that you can't still fulfill your purpose. You may come right up to the edge and be about to do something to get you in trouble, but you'll bump into the frame. God will push you right back. God has the right people not only lined up for you, but for your children, for your grandchildren. They've been framed. They may get off course and run with the wrong crowd, but sooner or later, they'll bump into the frame again and again until they finally say, I'm tired of fighting, God. Have your way in my life. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you that when you framed the worlds by your word, you also framed our lives with a boundary that nothing can penetrate that you don't allow, and that you even have a way of keeping us in it. We believe that nothing just randomly happens to us, in Jesus' name. Daily Bread. Today's Scripture. I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. Exodus 16:4. When the Israelites were in the desert headed toward the Promised Land, God gave them manna to eat each morning. It was something like bread that formed on the ground and spoiled if you tried to keep it overnight. The principle was that every morning you had to go out and get a fresh supply. The same principle is found in the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. He didn't say our weekly bread. Every morning you need to go to God for fresh wisdom and direction. The word manna in Hebrew is translated, what is it? When we go to God each day for the fresh manna, the right attitude is, God, what is it that you want us to do? What is the right path? We're saying, God, show us the path. Show us how to overcome this challenge. Show us how to accomplish our dreams. Give us your ideas, your wisdom, your direction. Are you getting your daily manna? Are you getting your brand new assignment each morning, asking God, what is it? It's available. It has your name on it. Remember, you can't live off yesterday's manna. Take time each day to ask God to lead you down the right paths for your lives. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that we can come to you for our daily bread, for wisdom and direction for our lives. Thank you for the new assignments and fresh ideas you give. Show us the right paths for our lives and replenish our supply of grace to overcome every challenge in Jesus' name. Use what you have. Today's Scripture. Finding a fresh jawbone of a donkey, he grabbed it and struck down 1,000 men. Judges 15:15. You may feel you don't have the talents or education you'd like to have, but as long as you think you're lacking as a couple, it will keep you from God's best. Take your faith one step further and believe you're equipped and empowered, that you have the talent, the resources, the personalities, everything you need to fulfill your destiny. Here's the key. You have exactly what you need. If you will use what God has given you, He will get you to where you're supposed to be. It's not necessarily the amount of talent, education, or money. What makes the difference is that with God's anointing on your lives, you'll go further than others with exceptional talent. You can have an extraordinary problem, but with the favor of God, He can provide an ordinary solution and make you victorious. When Samson was surrounded by a huge army, he had no weapons. All he could find was a jawbone of a donkey. But Samson realized that the ordinary jawbone was part of his destiny. It became extraordinary when God breathed on it. You don't have to be the strongest couple to overcome your obstacles or have great talent in order to do something great. When you honor God with your lives, He knows how to take something ordinary and make it extraordinary. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you that you made us just the way we are and empowered us with the talents, resources, and personalities you wanted us to have. We believe that we have exactly what we need to fulfill our destiny, and you will multiply it as well, in Jesus' name. You are approved. Today's Scripture. Abraham was accepted and approved through his faith, assuring us that God will accept us in the same way. Romans 4:23-24. Something powerful happens to us as a couple When we have the boldness to say, God, we know you approve us because of our faith. So we approve ourselves. We are happy with who we are. Voices will scream, you're hypocrites. You have issues. Just answer back. We're not approved because we're perfect. We're approved because we're children of the Most High God. God is still working on us. Too often we get our performance mixed up with our identity. You ask somebody, who are you? And they answer, I'm a nurse. But that's what they do, not who they are. You are the children of God. That's where your value comes from. Your who, not your do. You may do some wrong things, but that's not who you are. Nothing that you do changes your value, because your value comes from the Creator. So feel good about who you are as a couple. When you're positive towards yourself, you're in agreement with God. If you make a mistake, the moment you ask God to forgive you, He not only forgives you, but He forgets. Quit listening to all the accusing voices telling you what you're not. Your performance wasn't perfect, but your hearts are turned towards Him. That's what matters to God. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you that you are our God. Thank you that you accept and approve us because of our faith and not because of our performance. We declare that we feel good about who we are and ask you to help us to become our best together. In Jesus' name. A harvest of peace. Today's scripture. For wherever there is contention, rivalry, and selfish ambition, there will also be confusion, unrest, disharmony, rebellion. James 3:16. A lot of times we think, when she changes, I'll change. When he starts treating me better, I'll be nice. But here's the key. God will reward you in a greater way if you will put your ego down and take the first step. Pride will tell you, when they're acting wrong, don't treat them right. They don't deserve it. But you're not doing it for them. You're doing it unto God. You're not saying, I approve of how you treat me. You're saying, God, I'm going to be a peacemaker, even though I don't like this. I know that you will make it up to me. Human nature says, you want to be sarcastic, argumentative, hard to get along with. Okay, you've met your match. All that's going to do is make matters worse. God brought your spouse into your life on purpose. It was all part of his plan. We all have weaknesses and shortcomings that get on each other's nerves. Learn to rise above the strife and be a difference maker. When you honor your spouse by treating them with respect, even when they don't deserve it, that's what causes them to rise higher. If you make the first move, that seed you're sowing will be what God uses to bring you a harvest of peace. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you made us to be difference makers by the way we love and respect each other. Help us to remember that you brought us together as a part of your plan to glorify your name. We look forward to the harvest of peace that you're bringing in Jesus' name. Hold them up. Today's scripture. When Moses' hands grew tired, Aaron and Hur held his hands up, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. Exodus 17:12. One time Moses was at the top of a big hill watching a battle that was taking place. As long as he held his rod up in the air, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he put his hands down, the Amalekites started to win. Finally, Moses was too tired and would have needed miraculous strength to continue. Aaron and Hur got on each side of Moses and held his hands up in the air. Because they became the miracle, the Israelites won the victory. There are people God puts in our path who need us to hold up their hands. They're not going to win by themselves. They need your encouragement, your rescuing hug, to know that you care. They're praying for a miracle. Become the miracle. We don't always see how powerful we really are. God has put healing in you. Your hugs can cause people to get better. Your kind words can put people back on their feet. The scripture says, A gentle tongue brings healing. A phone call, giving someone a ride, taking them out to dinner, encouraging them in their dreams. There are miracles in both of you waiting to happen. Some people just need to know that you believe in them. That may seem simple to you, but to the other person, it can be life-giving. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you bring people across our paths so that we can be the answer to their prayers and become their miracle. Help us to encourage others to follow their dreams, to speak a kind word, and to lift them up when they're hurting. In Jesus' name. Sealed lips. Today's scripture. Whoever wants to embrace life and see the day fill up with good, here's what you do. Say nothing evil or hurtful. 1 Peter 3:10. Our mouth gets us into more trouble than just about anything else. You can't go around saying hurtful things, pushing people down, and expect to step into the fullness of what God has for you. Many times, it's not big things that keep us from God's best as a couple. It's not some big sin or big mistake. It's small things. The Apostle Peter said that if we want to enjoy life and see good things, say nothing evil or hurtful. How much higher would we go if we didn't have to have the last word when we disagree or have to be right, but just quietly kept honoring God, being respectful, staying on the high road. David faced a lot of opposition in his life. He had plenty of opportunities to get upset, lose his cool, and tell people off. But rather than pray for the defeat of his enemies, he prayed, God, I know I'm going to be tempted to say things I shouldn't, to complain, to argue, to be disrespectful, so I'm asking you in advance to help me zip it up. That's a great prayer. Every morning when we wake up, we should pray, God, help us to know when to keep our lips sealed. A prayer for today. Father, we come to you with thanksgiving in our hearts. Thank you that we can embrace life and see days filled with good by taking control of what we say. We ask you to help us keep our lips sealed when we're tempted to complain and argue. In Jesus' name. Keeping in balance. Today's scripture. Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once an angel touched him and said, get up and eat. 1 Kings 19:5. The prophet Elijah had seen God raise a child from the dead, prayed, and it didn't rain for over 3 years, and even called down fire from heaven. Yet a threat upon his life overcame Elijah with fear, and he fled into the wilderness, where he finally lay down to sleep and wanted his life to end. Why was Elijah depressed, discouraged, and not wanting to go on? He was exhausted and needed some sleep. Elijah didn't need a miracle. He just needed some rest and a good meal. The angel didn't say, be free from depression. He said, get up and eat. He was saying, take care of yourself. Get back in balance. Too often we're fatigued, discouraged, losing our passion because we're not taking care of ourselves. We're a three-part being, spiritual, physical, and emotional. We have to take care of all three parts. Living balanced is the key. We can't drink 10 cups of coffee a day, eat sugar and junk food, not get proper sleep, and expect to have energy and feel good. Perhaps the best thing we can do for each other is to change our diet, send each other to bed early when we're tired, and pray for each other. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that it's not your will for us to push ourselves so hard that we have nothing left to give each other. We ask you to give us wisdom as how to live our lives in balance. Help us to make any changes we should make with our diet and sleep times, in Jesus' name. We declare that we have sound minds filled with good thoughts, not thoughts of defeat. By faith, we are well able. We are anointed. We are equipped. We are empowered. Our thoughts are guided by God's word every day. No obstacle can defeat us because our minds are programmed for victory. ignore it.